Space is one of the most widely used conceptual terms in everyday life and language. And we're here with Miriam Lillier, teacher and founder of Atelier Mimi, a gallery and co-working space for artists, to discuss how she interacts and manipulates space physically and conceptually in her art, her life, and her work. Hi, Miriam. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us at the studio today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
For anyone who doesn't know about Atelier Mimi, tell our listeners about the impetus behind creating the gallery and the co-working space.
So starting off with a studio gallery or teaching studio on Oak Street in the Riverbend a few years ago, 2012, I felt that the space was getting too small and I wanted to expand and invite more artists, more colleagues to be involved. You know how sometimes the life of an artist can be a little lonely despite the teaching and everything, but I wanted to have a little bit more interaction in my daily routine with other artists to have a creative exchange. So I moved my studio about a year ago to Magazine Street, close to Jefferson Avenue. There is now a shared office, which I rent out to other artists, both visual and musicians. And then there is a fairly large gallery. It just feels very good to be in there.
What do you feel like you interact with, but you cannot physically see? And this can be when you're creating artwork or just in general life.
So I find that people's energy can change a situation dramatically. So I believe in some cross-pollination between the different mediums, different arts. So music, visual arts, poetry. We host different events there, catering to those different disciplines. We have classical musicians at the studio teaching the violin, having concerts. And I find that something that's not tactile, but definitely very influential.
So I'm curious about the mediums that you use, oil, watercolor, and acrylic, and how they provide a different emotional reaction or experience that leads to preference. Like, how do you know to choose, I'm going to do a watercolor?
The most suitable medium for painting water, for example, would be watercolor, in my opinion, because you just create a beautiful wash and you can make the water on the paper create puddles, and then you add a dash of blue and it will just do its own thing. It will merge and blend and meander on the paper, and you can manipulate it only to a certain degree. So it's very natural and free-flowing. So that's great fun. However, when I use, say, acrylics or oil, which are much heavier in their consistency, then yes, you can dilute them as well and pretend they're watercolors so you can create similar effects. But I work bigger, so imagine a big brush loaded with a lot of blue. That's intense, just being physically present in front of the work with so much color in front of you. When I work on a canvas of 50 by 50 inches, that's very different. That's a much larger area to cover than when I work in a small scale in watercolor on my lap.
We've been talking with Miriam Lillier, teacher and founder of Atelier Mimi, a gallery and co-working space for artists. To find out more, you can visit www.miriamlillier.com. It was wonderful having you, and thank you for bringing all of your positive energy with us today in the studio.
Thank you. It was so lovely talking to you.
For NOLA V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.